Hey friends, it's the 30th of May, and one more time I want to point you to Galatians chapter 6, and I love it here. Paul is talking about reaping what we sow, and I want to read this to you. It says in verse 7, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life." And then here's what I want to focus on, verses 9 and 10. He says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Let's pause right there. Let us not become weary in doing good, because at the proper time, we'll reap a harvest if we don't give up. God calls us to continue to do the right thing, to continue to do the good thing, even when it's hard. And he's talking a lot about serving other people in this passage, and I think that might be what he's talking about here, that we are not to become tired, but we are to continually do good. And at the proper time, that means in God's timing, we will reap a harvest. We're to be do-gooders. And then it says in verse 10, "Therefore, as we have the opportunity, let us do good to all people." Now listen to this part. Do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Isn't that interesting? You know, we're told so many times in the New Testament, so many times in the Gospels, so many times in Paul's writings, to serve others. But very few times do we see passages that specifically say that we're to do good to people in the church. So here's what I want to do today. This is a little different for us. I want to encourage you to encourage or to do good to somebody who's part of the family of believers. Maybe starting with people in your church. What is something today, a word of encouragement, a small gift, helping them with a chore they have or with family members or babysitting, or what could you do today to sow seeds into someone who belongs to the family of believers? I ask you so often to follow things the Bible says about reaching out to non-believers. Today, I want you to think about what can you do to build up, to encourage, to serve, to give to someone in the family of believers, one of your fellow Christians. Let's pray about that today. Lord, would you put on our heart who you want us in the family of believers to sow into today, to do good to today. Help us, Lord, to not tire of doing good, and remind us, Lord, that we will experience a harvest. And we know, Lord, living in farming communities, that harvest is an exciting time for those who plant, those who sow. And so often they reap the fruit of their labor. And Lord, we know that that is magnified from a spiritual standpoint. No blessing, Lord, that we give will go unnoticed by you, so long as our motivation is pure. So Lord, would you help us today to reach out to someone from the family of believers, to encourage them, even if it's a text or a phone call, an email, a visit, whatever it is, Lord. I pray that today we would, as a body of believers, support, encourage, and build each other up as you've built us up, in Jesus' name. Amen.